So we'll say there's an incredible episode that occurs. Well, incredible, dramatically tragic episode, which occurs in the parsha, the machlokes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. Of course, it's not really, we call it the machlokes of Moshe and Korach, but it's not really machlokes of Moshe and Korach. It's much more a machlokes, ultimately, again, of Korach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a machlokes of Korach with Klal Yisrael that's framed in some type of struggle for equality, but is nothing, no struggle for equality. It's this power struggle. Korach wanting the reins of power, Korach wanting the authority and the covet for himself. So we know the story. Korach refuses to back down. The earth opens up, swallows up Korach and his followers. The 250 Nesiim that Korach appointed ultimately are wiped out. A terrible, tragic setback for Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe, Rav Bunim Abshischa, asks a very interesting idea. He says, I never saw this question, never thought about this question, never saw it before. He says, how come Moshe Rabbeinu was unsuccessful in diffusing this situation? Moshe Rabbeinu was lahavdil batting 1,000, right? Meaning every single time there was a crisis, he was always able to diffuse it, right? There was no crisis that Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to diffuse. Whether it was at Kriyas Yamsuf, at Mara, the Slav, Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim, anything and everything that went wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to save the day. Now again, saving the day doesn't mean there aren't repercussions, right? Saving the day means that doesn't mean that it's not an onesh. But again, in each and every one of those circumstances where there was an existential threat to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was always able to step in and was able to diffuse. It appears that the one time Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to diffuse a circumstance was by Korach. Was by Korach, to the point, remember again, you hear Moshe Rabbeinu's exasperation when he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tefen El Min Chasam. Dramatic statement. Do not accept their offerings. Do not, and Rashi HaKadosh says that what that's actually a reference to is what? Do not even accept their portions in the communal offerings. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. So ask the Rebbe, I'll quote you his words. Mipnei malo ala bidei Moshe Rabbeinu lahashkin shalom b'machanei Yisrael. Such a profound question. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu unsuccessful in ultimately going ahead and restoring shalom into the camp of Klal Yisrael? Why was he unsuccessful in diffusing the rebellion of Korach? But the Rebbe gives such a dramatically amazing answer. He quotes the pasuk in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 16, verse 12. Vayishlach Moshe likro ledasan v'la'aviram b'nei aliyav. Moshe sent a messenger to go ahead and retrieve Dasan and Aviram, to bring Dasan and Aviram, the son of Eliyav, to come and to talk. Let's talk this out. Vayomru lo na'ala. And they said, we will not come to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says there was something amazing. Do you know why Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to make peace? Why he was unable to make shalom? Get ready for this. Mipnei Shemoshe lo hitriach es atzmo lovoy lehem uleshadlam bedivrei pius v'ritzui. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not go himself to try to make shalom. That's not very nabosai. To stick up for Moshe Rabbeinu for just a moment. He did go once. But the second time, he does not go himself. And says the Rebbe, because he did not go himself, Ela Yashav Ba'ohel V'Shalach Likro Osam Shiavo Elav, and he sent a messenger and asked them to come to him, Lochein Yarat HaDerech L'Neged HaShalom. Therefore, Shalom could not occur. Says the Rebbe, Rebbe Pshischa, do you know why Moshe was unable to make Shalom? Because he didn't go out himself. Because he sent the agent, he sent the messenger to go call people to him. So the Rebbe teaches us two incredible lessons. Number one, it didn't shalom. If you want shalom in your life, you want shalom in your marriage, you want shalom with your parents, you want shalom with your kids, you want shalom with your friends. If you want it, you have to take it yourself. The only person who can make shalom in your life relationships is you. No, there is no intermediary for shalom. There might be an intermediary to set up the meeting. There might be an intermediary ultimately to kind of lay the groundwork. But if you want shalom in your life with people in your life, you have to take that by the reins. And the moment you outsource shalom to someone else is the moment that shalom. You see a lot of times when people have relationship fallouts, they like to outsource it. We all like to do this. Why do I like to outsource it? Because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to deal with parents, with children, with friends, with family, with business, whatever it is, with people who I don't have a warm relationship to. So I like someone to intervene. that's fine, but it doesn't usually work out. V'haraya, if it didn't work out for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's most probably not going to work out for you as well. If you want shalom in your life, you have to take those strained relationships yourself and try to make shalom out of them. But the Rebbe is not just teaching us a din in shalom. He's teaching us something else as well, which is, I'll say, a lot of times in life, the reason why we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish is because we outsource our success to others. Right? I know what I want to do, I know what I have to do, but I need you to do this, and I need you to do this, and I need everybody to do their pieces. Once everybody does their pieces, then I'll be able to do my chilek. I will say, in life, it doesn't work that way. If you want something, if you want to accomplish something, if you have finish lines you want to cross, dreams you want to actualize it, you have to grab life yourself. There is no shaliach, there is no intermediary to success. The moment you begin to outsource your success to others is the moment you get absolutely nowhere in life. If you want it, do it. If it's important, own it. If it has to get done, don't say Yankel Chaim, everyone else needs to do their parts, I could do. Own your life. As you always say, the buck of your life stops with you. Who you become and who you don't become is in your hands. You can't blame your mother, you can't blame your father, you can't blame your wife, you can't blame your kids, you can't blame your friends. What you do become and what you don't become is because of the effort you put in and the decisions you make. It's scary because then the buck of my life stops with me, but it's incredibly invigorating. Because if you have the reins, then you can make of yourself what you want to become. Even the great Moshe Rabbeinu, when he outsources something to someone else, at the end of the day loses out. Moshe Rabbeinu says there was something very scary. Moshe Rabbeinu could have changed this dynamic, the Rebbe says. Moshe Rabbeinu could have gone ahead and changed the tide. But he made the fatal flaw of outsourcing his leadership success to someone else. The moment you outsource your shalom, the moment you outsource your success to someone else, is the moment you lose out on incredible life opportunities. Shabbos. I'm sorry?
The things that Avram Avinu did himself, trust him, like somebody outsourced.